This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
We've got Robin Waite with us today. He's the Fearless Business Coach. Robin is a husband and father to two young girls with a passion to help business owners set fearless goals and achieve great success. A business coach, regular speaker at various business events, best-selling author of two books, including this recent popular release, Take Your Shot. He has decades of business leadership experience that he puts to work coaching clients to reach their goals. Robin, thanks for being with us today.
It's a pleasure. It's lovely to be a guest.
And in my book, I talk about the five crisis points in marketing, and to understand first exactly what you're talking about, saying, you know, a couple other things we say, understand who you are and who your target customer is, have the right tools, have a plan, and have a good execution in place so that you're consistent. But you don't have to be fearful. So if you're spending on the right things, you mentioned earlier, Facebook, well, are you doing it on the weekend? Who's your even target? Are they even on target? Are they, if they're 55 plus females in a certain thing, yes, they're driving Facebook usage. So yeah, your product might be a perfect fit on there, but know where you're spending. So I say, when you know where you're spending, I love that you're saying that 15%. I have a graph that we've built that says 3% is very conservative of top line. And then when you understand how to be a savvy and risky marketer, spend 12 to 15%.
Yeah,
once you 100%. Understand the principles of marketing and understand those basics, then it's okay to do. Don't do it today, though, if you don't know anything. You mentioned two or three things in a marketing mix. You know your marketing mix, and you know what works for you. Now, it took some trial and error that for all of us, but then, yes, confidently spend, because you have to have that driving. I see the biggest mistake I see, and it happens often, is where I see a business that is doing well, and their technology, or because they're first to market, or whatever it might be, because they built a great widget, they think they don't need sales and marketing for a while until they do. Yeah. And then things are drying up, and then they're in panic mode. I don't like to work with clients at that point. I want to work with them when they're still growing and they're doing well. And I go, let's build this machine together now while you're doing well, right? And not wait until we're in emergency and crisis mode.
Double down all the time. Double down. Yes. Yeah. And I go back to what I was started off with saying around the goals and the activities. If you've got that goal, if you need 20 clients a year, so, you know, Google wrote that, there's a book out called Zero Moments of Truth. It was originally a white paper. I actually think it's a little bit boring, but I'm probably hoping there'll be some Googles listening. But luckily I can distill it down as three magical numbers. So 70, 10, 2. So for every two clients you want to get on board, you've got to sit 10 consultations and you've got to call 70 people or have a conversation with 70 people. So if you know you've got to get 20 clients, well, you've got to sit 100 consultations throughout the year. So that's two a week. And you've got to have 700 odd sort of warmish leads come, or cold leads or whatever, coming through in the top of the funnel. So you can then take that 15% that you've set aside for marketing and work out the most cost effective way of getting those 700 leads in the top end of the funnel. You know, and it's, that's not, you know, people look at me like, oh my God, I've just revealed like the biggest secret ever, you know, in small business. But actually, the reality is, it is that simple, because then you can start to take your, however much, say $15,000 worth of marketing budget and say, okay, so we'll divide that by 700. So that's roughly $20, $30 ish per lead. Where can I spend $20 to $30 or less to get each lead?
Right. Derek Champagne here. I want to connect with you if you're listening to the Business Leadership Series. We can connect on LinkedIn or send me a message at Derek@DerekChampagne.com. I look forward to connecting.